Eagle operator.
Joined.
Carol.
Joined.
Hi there, Cheryl here.
Good morning, this is the operator. I'm trying to down some other participants into the call.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
No, it's clean.
Okay.
Cheryl?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm having trouble calling everyone. Vanda and Hawa had told me to call them back. So I'm calling them back now and also trying to get Nick on the phone.
Well, look, you and I are here. That's the place to start, isn't it?
I know. I started 15 minutes early, and they're like, no, call back. I'm like, okay. So, and Nick's trying to come in, so I'm calling
Thanks.
Now.
Thanks.
Okay.
Nick.
Joined.
Hello.
It's Matthias and I are here both, but I guess they called Vanden. We're off to call back in a few minutes, and same with Paula. So
that's what she said to me. Yes. At least you know they do communicate, which is a big plus on what we've had before. And we do know we can get through to both Vanda and Howard, which would be very good.
Have you got a wiki page up for this meeting yet?
Yeah.
Okay. It's just been so long since I talked to you, Cheryl.
I know. I feel lost without you.
Well, then you won't feel lost for long. I got my... Bill, did I tell you about my phone bill? I probably didn't. I got my phone bill. I just decided to look and see how much time I spent on the phone.
With me.
And apparently, just on my landline, uh-huh. I spent more than 40 hours on the phone last month.
Well, how much of it was with me, though?
Well, this is it. I haven't looked up how much of it was to Australia, but I think it must be in at least 4 hours.
Yes, but if you actually do... the meetings you have that I'm with, and then the conversations you have that I'm
yeah.
involved in. I mean, you know, this is a relationship, Nick.
It really is.
There are families who talk less.
And really, one thanks God that we like talking to each other. Otherwise, it would be really
it could be very stressful otherwise.
Hello.
Hello, Vanda.
Hello.
Ah, Howard, darling.
Oh, hello, Howard.
Joined.
Where?
Nobody's online, but, Howard's not showing online. Howard, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, we were just, Matthias, if you were online, Matthias would type to you. in French.
Okay. Thank you. It's
Skype. Yes. Okay. Oui. Ça va?
Oui, ça va bien, merci.
Moi aussi.
Ah. Now, I'd love to tell you that I've read that travel document you've posted, but I haven't.
Hey, I'm just glad I've got a gun.
I have at least downloaded it.
Well, you notice, I kindly put it in the email, so, you know.
Thank you. It's just all these little things like, you know, I just downloaded something and, of course, it's a PDF and I haven't put the bloody Adobe program back on. Just all those annoyances, you understand. Rebuilding hard drives.
Too well. Way too well.
Not a good look.
So now we just wonder where Vanda is.
We can but try.
Nick, this is Tanya, the operator. Vanda's husband said that she is stuck in traffic. She won't make the call.
Oh, darn. Okay. That unfortunately does happen where she lives, so there's nothing we can do about that.
Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot, though.
You're welcome.
Okie dokie then. Well, one of the minor problems I have is I don't even have the wiki up in front of me just at the moment. So I'm not sure what we're showing as an agenda.
What are we showing as an agenda? We are showing a review of the last meeting minutes.
Okay.
Always exciting.
Always exciting.
Actions arising from the previous meeting. Subcommittees and working groups and other business. But I think also we would be putting here the accountability framework.
Yes, the little notes I've made here are the accountability framework, including the conflict of interest statement, the couple of words on the GNSO improvement issue. Specifically looking at the possibility of having the workshop documents from the previous ICANN meeting forwarded to our people at least as a link. The possibility of seeing is that there is a extension now on the public comment period as to whether or not we wish to offer an extension to our internal comment period as well. We need to discuss the burning question of the vice chair elections and the serious lack of candidates, and of course there is the budget, not so much budget in content, but budget in timetable and what each of us need to do, particularly to get information out of our RALOs. So, are there any other points that that you people have discussed that need to come on to our other business? Have I missed anything?
Only the kitchen sink.
Well, I could go across and at least look at that. At least it's not full of dishes for once in my life. Okay, then. Well, Harold wasn't here at the last meeting, unfortunately, so I'm not quite sure how we confirm minutes when there's only one of us here that was there then. Perhaps we can just note the notes from the previous meeting and go through any actions arising. Now, I thought we discussed the possibility of having separate and easily identifiable actions arising. Perhaps we could look at how that might work in in future speaks. Is there any suggestions as to how we could keep on top of the actions arising a little bit better? And I suspect that this would be most useful for Howard in her role as rapporteur as well. I was wondering, actually, if we might just generally discuss on that role as well. Now, with Matthias on board, I'm thinking that there might be a nexus of opportunity, particularly with the mutual language capabilities there, of getting that role of rapporteur working the way we'd envisaged it. What do you think about that? Deathly silence again. Okay.
Well, I mean, we're kind of, you know, sort of
well,
observing.
For example, how is Howard's role supposed to be actioned? Much of what she should be doing will be able to be more easily maintained with the new website. We understand that. In the interim, there is perhaps the suggestion of, I think it was Wendy, after our last ordinary meeting, that an inline text email, that was to the general list, but I guess it could also happen to the individual working groups and people that we want to actually do things, that provide reminders and links and synopsis. There's the opportunity perhaps of working better through the Google Calendar and perhaps some sort of reminder set up. But what would work? I mean, what's Matthias's vision of how he will be getting working groups and RALOs, you know, better operational, reacting and enacting what we decide at meetings? At the moment, things get decided at meetings and then they get remembered the next time we do the actions arising.
Well, we have, so you know, we have started a system here where Matthias takes all the action items from meetings and makes calendar reminders that he sends to me and soon also to Frederick.
Right.
And so we get warnings to remind people to do things.
Mm-hmm.
We can then send emails to remind people to do things. I have to say, a couple weeks into this process, that what's actually happening is that my calendar, I'm kind of overrun with calendar reminders popping up. And so I'm not sure that this is the perfect system, but we are keeping track of them, and we are actually reminding people when things are due. So, I mean, we may be feeling our way around, the two of us and soon the three of us, a bit internally as to how we track these things. But I would say once we have a system where we can actually track things and successfully remind everyone else, then maybe the time would be at that point to then find a way to put that system in a format that would be viewable online.
Okay.
But I would just hesitate to put it into an online and public way until it actually works pretty well, even internally.
Sure.
But we don't inadvertently confuse people, which is the risk of. There's so many reminders, is the thing. You know, yesterday I had 19 reminders in my reminders pop-up thing, and you know, it's so much that you know it loses all meaning. So
yes, well, perhaps we need to find a better way for our purely volunteer people. Does Howard have any suggestions? And perhaps if she felt more comfortable speaking in French, Matthias could give me the Cliff Notes version.
I will talk with Matthias in French, and he will translate it.
That's fine for me.
Très bien, là.
Allô? Yes. Mathias?
Oui, Ava, tu m'écoutes?
Oui, je t'écoute bien. Bon, pour les actions, pour garantir que les actions sont faites dans le délai, je pense que ça dépend de la responsabilité de tout un chacun, et que le staff et moi, en tant que rapporteur, doivent les rappeler à chaque moment pour qu'ils puissent reproduire le document ou bien le résultat attendu au moment voulu, au moment souhaité.
D'accord. Attends. So Hava saying she thinks it's not necessarily our responsibility to remind the participants of all the action items they still have to do, but it is to some extent the responsibility of each of the participants to make sure that all the action items have been fulfilled for that time.
Might I ask a clarification then back to you, Mathias, is when she refers to participants, is she referring to all participants or the leads or working group chairs?
I think she's referring to all the participants, just on just in general.
All ALAC members and all ALAC participants who have some engagement to do the item action must. I think it is a volunteer question. If you want to do something, we need to. On n'a pas besoin. Excusez-moi. On n'a pas besoin de. Si c'est l'engagement de la personne pour faire une activité, une action, un devoir. Oui.
Toi, tu parles de chacun ou seulement de quelques des subcomités ou des participants en spécial ou tu parles de tout le monde?
Oui, l'implication de chacun est en tant que membre du sous-comité.
D'accord. Ok, how I was talking about everybody. Everybody who has some action items should be capable to be responsible on their own.
She's talking about a totally self-motivated model.
Yes, from what I understand, yeah.
Okay, that's going to have some ramifications then on our accountability framework then, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, you could argue that a provision of the accountability framework should exist that says if you agree to do something by a given deadline date, you're responsible either to complete it on time or advise your colleagues that you're unable to in good time for someone else to take on the task at hand. I mean, that's probably a helpful addition in any case, regardless of who's remote.
Yeah, I think that's very valid, and I think while we're on the subject of accountability framework, which is on our other business items, but seeing as I can't even read the action items from last month anyway, I can't go through the list, so someone else has to do that later. I think it's worthwhile to have this discussion. We would perhaps also need to remember that these are volunteers with other lives and perhaps a less onerous set of reminders than the one you two are currently working on, which obviously, you know, would result in overload and burnout very carefully. Is there a possibility of perhaps having something as simple as the calendar, which is on, I assume, also going on the news site, having a week out or a 10-day out, you know, a deadline for this closes in 7 days, 14 days countdown, 10, 7, something like that. So it's not so much something as being pushed, but something that is publicly available. Or is that still, and here I'd ask Howard to respond again, is that still more help and assistance than she thinks motivated volunteers should be getting?
May I just? I'm thinking maybe there's a middle ground here. You know, and Hala, please do comment. I think that it is one thing for people to be responsible for keeping track of the specific things they have undertaken to do. I think that it is probably unreasonable to ask all members of that lodge to keep track not only of their own obligations, but of the due dates and the linked working group meetings and other community meetings that relate to the deadlines on public consultations and all of those things. There's a whole lot. To keep track of that would take up a lot of your time. That's all you do, is keep track of that. We could certainly at least keep track of all that and remind working group chairs, okay, you know, we have 1 month left in the consultation on X. You know, the document is to be due, you know, in the last meeting, the document is supposed to be finished in a week, you know, that sort of thing. I mean, I think we should do that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that would be my opinion, anyway.
It fits within my comfort zone, I'm sure. But what does that do from Howard's original perspective? Somebody's building?
I'm going to try and stop the building while Hala speaks.
Hala, Matthias, perhaps you need to give a short version of what Nick suggested then.
All right. Hala?
Yes,
me écoutes?
Yes, je écoute.
D'accord. Alors, Nick, il a... il a dit que tu as raison. Chacun est responsable pour leur task. Mais
oui, oui.
En même temps, ça sera plus efficace si nous, on souvient au moins les leaders de chaque groupe des documents ou des tasks les plus importants pour faire en sorte que tous les documents importants sera présent à la fin du mois. Alors c'est la responsabilité de chacun, mais c'est pour les documents et les tests importants, c'est à nous de les souvenir.
D'accord.
C'est d'accord. All right. So,
oui, oui, ça va. How
she thinks it's a good idea.
Ah, good. I think that's certainly I'm more comfortable in the middle ground. Now, how on earth are you going to both minute that, Fez, and then get it dovetailed into our current accountability framework?
I can, you know me, I can talk or write at endless length. Sure, I can come up with a provision with that, no problem.
Okay. Has Howard had an opportunity to read the accountability framework document? I don't know whether it got circulated to the whole of the Exco or what.
No, it did. It did.
It did. Okay. Perhaps has she had the opportunity to read it? And also, Nikki might.
I will ask her.
And Hava.
Hava, est-ce que t'as lu le document sur la responsabilité, le cadre des responsabilités?
Oui, j'ai commencé, mais j'ai pas fini.
D'accord.
J'ai pas fini, franchement.
D'accord.
Je ne peux pas dire en même temps, ça me prend beaucoup de temps.
D'accord, ouais, je comprends. Est-ce qu'il y avait quelque chose que tu penses qu'il fallait changer ou quelque chose que tu voulais laisser un commentaire?
Laissez-moi d'ici le week-end pour compléter et puis maintenant je te tiendrai au courant si j'ai des propositions.
D'accord. Alors, la semaine prochaine, tu penses
c'est
que tu seras...
Oui.
D'accord. Mm-hmm. All right. She began reading the document, the responsibility framework, but she didn't get through it. But she will read it this weekend, and then she will give some comments later next week.
Okay. I wonder if we could ensure that Xander is given exactly the same opportunity, so we simply set another deadline for online comments. I have had a discussion with Nick on one particular, well, on several aspects of it, but on one particular aspect which again, I need now to check whether that went to the rest of the EXCO or just to MENIC, and that was the draft conflicts of interest part.
Okay. That only went to you. I just wanted you to see if that was what you were after before I forwarded it on.
Right, okay. Well, I
but if you had it with it,
if they're going to do a proper analysis and executive response over the weekend, then I think they probably also need to have the conflict of interest. It doesn't have to be enshrined in the primary document, but at least as the section that you've sent to me. I mean, it's boilerplate stuff to begin with.
Just a second. So that means Hava, she didn't receive this document, the conflict of interest draft?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay, so we will send it to her and ask her
And Vanda, sure. You better let her know that.
Hava?
Oui, oui.
D'accord. Alors, il y a un autre document qui va être transmis à toi et à Vanda avant le week-end. Et, ce document, en fait, c'est le plus important de tout le cadre de la responsabilité.
Mm-hmm.
Et c'est sur les conflits d'intérêts.
Oui.
Yes.
Alors, je comprends.
D'accord, très bien. On va les envoyer après le meeting.
What is particularly what you'll need to repeat this too for me, Matthias. What is particularly important about this part, this additional part, is the setting up of an additional role which will involve the executive. So the current serving chair and vice chairs of the ALAC would constitute a conflicts committee under this proposal. And that would, in this particular proposal, would be looking at statements from at-large officers on an annual basis. That's not an onerous task, but it is an additional role that I think is quite appropriate for an executive to have. What I'm particularly keen on is also looking at what we need to have is continuous disclosure, ongoing disclosure. So whilst you've got periodic reviews and annual statements, the only thing I would have perhaps suggested, Nick, is quite literally an agenda item on any meeting that is going to be making substantive decisions, not just discussing. So it might have to occur in the formation meeting or the first meeting of a given working group, but it wouldn't have to occur at every single teleconference that they chose to have. But some sort of principle of continuous disclosure so that what may not get picked up in periodic review or certainly annual statements, I might, as a contractor, have a short-term relationship with something that would impact on my impartiality or indeed would give me a particular advantage and insight, and I should probably disclose that as well. Not all disclosures need to be negative. Some of them, of course, can be positive. I'd like to get a reaction, not necessarily now, but from both Hawa and Vanda on that when they're reading the conflict of interest statement as well.
Can I just note something here? That the ALAC, when it resolved to have to the review of the accountability framework, it has final comments on the accountability framework being sent to the staff by the 29th of this month, which is this Saturday.
Before the week.
To be compiled for release on the 31st, which is Monday, and the ALAC members have until the 11th of April to comment on the draft. So I would just encourage Hawa and Vanda to please respond over the weekend. Don't let it go for longer, or the ALAC will not have the comment, the time to review it that they had insisted on.
Yeah, thank you for that, Nick. What I would like noted here tonight from our meeting's perspective is my suggestion on continuous disclosure, which can be a standalone discussion, but it's the one thing that I think is quite a useful tool.
Cheryl?
Yes?
So that means continuing disclosure of the whom, of the ALAC members, or of
officers and officers of the ALAC. Now that would mean appointees, it would mean liaisons. In my opinion, it would mean even chairs. And I certainly have no problem if a good chair of a working group, when a gathering of working group people were meeting for the first time on any particular point in policy development, whether the question was asked, are there any pecuniary or non-pecuniary disclosures of conflict or otherwise that need to be brought to the table? And if there are or are not, does everybody agree that you'll operate under a principle of continuous disclosure? So if anyone's situation changes during that time where that work is being done, that it is reported.
Okay. And you would like to have a statement from the executive committee today. So Hawa, you would like to have Hawa's opinion about this.
I would very much like to have Hawa's opinion on that, if possible. Yes.
Sure. All right. Let me try.
Thank you.
Alors, Hawa?
Oui.
Ouais, tu m'écoutes? Alors, ce que j'ai le faire, c'est avoir un commentaire du comité exécutif de d'ALAC, debout, mm-hmm. sur mm-hmm. un point en spécial. Et ça, c'est...
Sur quoi?
C'est sur... ils voulaient inclure dans le cadre de la responsabilité mm-hmm. un point qui s'occupe des conflits d'intérêts, et en particulier c'est que tous les liaisons, tous les officiers, tout le monde qui est impliqué dans le processus doit d'une manière continue déclarer tous les intérêts qu'il y a à part de ICANN et tous les intérêts qui pouvaient entrer en conflit avec des activités at large.
De ALAC.
Voilà. Et que Cheryl voulait inclure
dans le document.
D'accord. Et elle voulait savoir si toi aussi tu es d'accord avec ceci, que tout le monde doit d'une manière continue déclarer tout intérêt à côté.
Oui, ça me convient. C'est une très bonne suggestion.
D'accord. Très bien.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, Cheryl, Hawa agrees with this proposition.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that, I think in some ways it can mean that's the simple operational principle that's up front and easy to read and understand, and then there's somewhat more wordy and complex and reference piece, which has to exist. Is there as the drill down and background information on what is the definition and all that, but the boilerplate rules and regulations. I think we still need to have a short order of almost a little checklist of the most simple things that keep everybody on the right side of any accountability framework. We don't want to create documents of such complexity
that it's easy to miss something on page 33 and find yourself falling foul of it. I think we need a sort of an easy-to-read synopsis and checklist version as well. And that's certainly where continuous disclosure may help. If I can ask, is there anything else we can do on the accountability framework at this stage? Not to my knowledge, but Nick, is there anything we can do further now or not?
No, I have made a couple of small revisions to the text I sent you based on things you have said during this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, perhaps that's the one that should be transmitted out to the executive then, and with a prompt to both Sandra and Howard that the time courses are set, you know, 29 to 31, and therefore on or about the 29, comments need to be brought in. Does that work?
Yeah, and if you like, I'll just copy it as an additional section of the accountability framework.
Perfectly happy with that. Now, while we're on the matters of executives, are we not, in my absence of a hard drive, I'm lucky to know what day of the week it is, let alone what number of days have passed since I've had a previous meeting. But are we not virtually to the end of the period where candidates should be being finalised on the public list for the now vacant position of the second vice-chair? When did that
yes. What date, do you remember what date we sent that call for the vice-chair? Came from the start, right? We're just looking it up.
Thank you.
Oh, I can be there. You can send it up to the city. This is just all kinds of nightmares.
Oh, you're having nightmares. Do you want to share?
No, my email searching is not really.
At least you've got email to search.
Yeah, well, there is that. Actually, that's just silly.
At lunch.
How can there be? The call was on the 19th of March.
Oh, that's later than I thought. Okay.
So we have until the 2nd of April. We could certainly remind people that.
Well, yeah, we're a week down and I haven't seen a single thing. Has anyone else seen one? I may have missed them, of course.
I haven't seen one.
I haven't seen one either.
Okay. Well, two things might need to happen. The general reminder should need to go out, and I think doing that after the executive meeting here is a fair and reasonable thing. But I might also ask Nick or Matthias, have either of you heard any inklings or indicators of who may be interested in such a role?
Not a peep.
Okay. Well, I wouldn't have thought we were that difficult to work with, Howard. Perhaps they just don't want to come and play in Vanda. I wondered if the North Americans may think that it should be a North American because the outgoing is a North American, for example. But we haven't even heard that, have we?
No.
Okay. All right, then. Well, we shall see. Exactly what happens if we get nobody?
Then we have to, you know, reopen the call until we get somebody.
Right.
Oh, we ought to be able to run.
If we reopen, if we just continue to reopen, it just struck me that there must be a point in time where we might need to tidy this up with the rules of procedure, that if in the absence of people doing things in the given time course in a set of rules, perhaps after a first, if not second cycle, my personal view is probably after a first cycle, that there should be some opportunity for an interim appointment to be made.
Yeah, though the rules of procedure don't have that. Now, of course, I am supposed to be providing an amendment to the rules of procedure to you in relation to appointment.
Of things that we note that, you know, have gaping great holes in it, I would start putting that particular point on the list as potential gaping great holes.
I certainly include that in the proposed amendments that I send you.
Yes, I think that's well worthwhile, because it in some cases is easier for someone to accept a personal approach and appointment, particularly in the absence of clamouring hordes saying they want to do the job, knowing then that it is only until the next general meeting, and then they actually know what it's like and might be happy to run again when they work out we're not all three-headed monsters and impossible to work with. Sometimes that could help. It may also be easier in some of our cultural difficulties as well. There may be some people who would be genuinely interested in such a role, but they may fear that either their command or ease with the English language is a limiting factor, or they may feel that they would lose face or be embarrassed by having someone run against them. And to lose an election might mean very different things to some of us versus those of us with somewhat thicker hides and the, frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn attitude. So we might need to consider that as well. Am I overreacting there, do you think, Nick and Matthias? Howard, do you have an opinion on that?
Sounds logical from here.
But most of what I say sounds logical to you. It'd be probably good if it wasn't just you that agreed with me. Okay. Anyway, we will bludgeon another vice chair out of this group if I have to go and press gang them physically.
Convinced that we will have one. I there's no doubt in my mind.
Okay. With the travel policy reaction, I'm assuming that, please, Matthias, if you could just check, I'm assuming that Howard has not had time to look at that document either that came out in today's email.
Yeah. Wait a second. Ava?
Oui?
Est-ce que tu as déjà vu l'email de ce matin sur la politique des voyages et c'est un how many pages was it?
Which?
About travel policy.
Five, I think.
C'était environ 5 pages sur la politique des voyages et comment les moyens vont être alloqués.
Ce matin, ça a été envoyé?
Ouais, je pense que c'était ce matin.
Non, j'ai pas reçu. C'est sur quelle liste?
Ce moment.
T'as pas reçu? Si ça, j'ai une carte.
Non. I haven't yet received.
Oh, no, that's
the... Ah non, en fait, non, t'as pas reçu, mais Nick va l'envoyer cet instant, et si ça aussi, tu pourras le regarder pendant le week-end et peut-être envoyer un commentaire là-dessus.
Ok, ok.
C'est 5 pages. Et si jamais tu as des questions, tu peux m'envoyer des questions et je pourrais traduire si tu veux.
C'est sur la politique des voyages, hein?
Ouais, c'est sur... ouais, sur parce que ICANN va changer sa politique vis-à-vis les voyages et les soutiens pour les pour les voyageurs d'Alac. Okay. Et maintenant c'est à nous de fournir des informations comment qu'on distribue les moyens qu'on a à distribuer dans ce sens.
Ok, ok. D'accord. Alors, j'attendais que je reçois, je mettrai le week-end à profit.
D'accord, très bien. Ok, we will send it to Hava right away, and then she will have a look at it over the weekend and give her comments at the beginning of next week.
Okay, it sounds to me like we need to prompt Xander as well. I would be just copying it to all. Even if Xander's already received it, it won't do her any harm to realise that getting two copies means that we're highly motivated to get a reaction. I've now had time to read it. I have been multitasking here while I've been talking, which is one thing. It allows me to speak slightly more slowly, which helps when Howard is trying to listen to my English anyway. And hopefully it makes it easy for the recording and transcription later. I think, Nick, having looked at what you've put together for us, you've captured the majority of the bleating and pleading complaints and issues I've ever heard, and put them into much more intelligible and, I think, polite terms than I've heard them as well. So well done, thank you. I must say, there is, of course, perhaps a little colloquialism. There is no magic in one-size-fits-all solution. I would suggest that as we are supposed to be the prime example of simple language and language that is easily translated into other languages, we might need to avoid those sorts of terms and find a perhaps lengthier but equally meaningful sentence that will go into everything from Swahili to whatever we're using. I just have great fears of some sort of pornographic reference getting translated out of that particular choice.
Are you saying that I've written in verbose and impenetrable fashion?
Well, I'm not sure. There is no magic in one size fits all solution. I just dread to think on what some of the interpretation and translation tools might make with with that.
Yeah, you got a point there.
Perhaps just on my first rather cursory reading, I'd be suggesting that particular sentence gets a rewrite and we find another way of saying what it means in a meaningful and plain text way. But yes, I just as I read that, I thought, I can't wait to see what some of the translation software does with that particular sentence. Anyway, at least it made me smile.
Well, we aim to please here.
So did Vanda get it or not get it? We don't know.
Vanda got it. The reason Hawa doesn't have it is because she's not a member of the budget committee. And what I did was that the budget committee would review it, and once they were finished, it would be released for ALAC and the community to review.
Understood. I keep forgetting that I don't have Howa on everything. Okay. Well, that's fine. We can fix that then. Have we had any responses from the budget committee then?
Not yet. Okay. Though, of course, we're trying to set a date now, as you know.
I thought we had set the date. I thought it was the 31st at 1300. Didn't we have this conversation earlier today, Nick, or am I in a fugue state?
No, no, we did. The problem is nobody else has replied. I don't know if Anessa can make it or, you know, only the two of them replied. And I have yet to be able to call Fatimata to tell her, to find out if that's really the only time she can do or if she misunderstood and only picked one slot when she could actually pick several.
Okay. All right, then. All right. Well, I'll leave that in your capable hands to sort out, and perhaps while you're reminding them to get onto their little Doodle page and do what Doodles do well. But they can also get a little less than subtle, perhaps, reminder about responding to the travel thing. The only other question I would ask, and this is just, as I say, first reading from me, is where the premium economy or business class flight is. Was there a rationale for the 7 hours in length?
Not really. I made that part up. Happy to admit I made it up. It's basically what we have been using in at large as the yardstick, but it could be another number, really.
Okay. All right. I'm wondering for the purpose of the next iteration of this document when it gets to, you know, the rest of the ALAC and then, God forbid, the community, in the absence of good rationale on the 7 hours in length, if we could put X for the purpose of discussion, and I'm happy to do a little bit of research on what is a meaningful amount of time in a cramped space. I mean, there would be some form of DVT and similar research that may actually give us a reason to say, you know, 9 as opposed to 7 or 5.5 as opposed to 7, if you didn't have a reason.
Right.
So if you like, I'll have a look at see if there's any real research out there. And we just need to perhaps put that one in brackets that might need to be lengthened or depending. Okay. Now, the UN Museum race, I thought that's what we were using.
What? What?
I thought we were using the UN per diem rates. Am I wrong?
No, I had proposed the UN rate, and I had also told finance that there is also a U.S. government rate, which is less than the UN rate. And it started out that they were using the U.S. rate, and just subtracting the amount of the hotel. But then in New Delhi, they just basically made up a number.
Right. Okay. Now, I think benchmarks, when they exist, would be sensible to use. I just didn't realize they were. Yeah. Okay. And the only other thing, which is just a nitpicking thing, and simply to prove further that I have actually read the document, the numbering is 1, 2, 6, and 7, which is just a little confusing even for me at this time of night.
Ah, well, we could definitely fix that.
Certainly fix. Okay. sorry, I couldn't help myself. The only other thing, I guess, is in terms of the hotel charges inclusive of the internet access, as you know, you will get standing ovation for that if it gets through. There is another alternative which may be a sort of a negotiable point, and that is in the absence of the rationale of that there is Wi-Fi internet access in the main convention centre is the one that often counters that, right? Well, perhaps is there some way of us putting in
to this document that that is all fine and reasonable, providing that these unpaid and unsupported volunteers, such as ALAC, are actually in the venue hotel. They can avail themselves of the complimentary conference one.
Well, I mean, I've had many other members of the community, though, say that even so, even if you're staying in the host hotel, to use the Wi-Fi, use the conference Wi-Fi means that when you go late at night and you want to work on the work that you actually, you know, get paid to do, that necessitates leaving your hotel room and going late at night into the conference center to get Wi-Fi reception.
In the case of Delhi, I'm sure they would have thrown me out somewhere between 3 and 4 in the morning, and that wasn't my own work, that was the ICANN work.
Yeah, that's the counter to that counter, if you like.
Okay, well, as long as we're prepared.
Through all this, you know,
yeah.
you can make all these arguments, but,
yeah. Yeah, okay. So...
whatever you want in there, that's just what's my thinking.
Yeah, no. I mean, that's the thinking of the community. I'm just wondering if we could somehow cover the standard argument that we've already heard. But, you know, there is Wi-Fi available during the conference. Things like that the volunteer community should in fact be concentrating on the conference activities during the conference time, not doing their own work, one would have thought. They are there, in fact, to be involved in their particular community and constituency activities, I would have thought, not maintaining their own web servers and putting their tenders together. So that's another counter to that same thing. But no, I think it's an excellent starting point. So thank you very much for that. The issue of the GNSO review and the working committee, I would like, if possible, Mathias, to ask at least Howa what her view would be on us possibly extending beyond the week we've given them, which closes on the 31st of March, for the community to respond to the draft document, which was posted, I believe, on the 25th of March. Could you ask her what her reaction is to that?
Okay, the proposal is to extend it from the 31st to the 6th?
Probably, maybe, yeah. But an extension, let's not say how much of an extension, but just any extension.
Okay, let's see what she's saying. Okay, Hava? On a fixé un délai pour le GNSO Improvements document, voir des commentaires de la communauté. Et est-ce que tu es d'accord de prolonger ce délai du 31 mars, encore une semaine, deux semaines, on ne sait pas encore, mais de le prolonger un petit peu?
Oui, c'est indispensable. Là. Les gens n'ont pas beaucoup réagi, il faut prolonger... J'ai vu même la demande en ligne.
D'accord, très bien. Okay, she said, Howa is saying that it is indispensable to extend the deadline because there haven't been many reactions to it.
Okay, perhaps we could share with her my somewhat devil's advocate view, and that is if there hasn't been substantial reaction to a draft document in the week we've already given them, that we're unlikely to elicit much more if we simply give an extension, but if we are asked for an extension because people are putting together some form of meaningful and hopefully substantive reaction, then we should give the extension. I'm a little bit less enthusiastic on just extending deadlines, but I'm not anti-extending them on request. Can you see what her reaction is to my somewhat
heart aligned you and be warned.
All right. But it's very subtle. okay, Ava. Alors, Cheryl, elle n'aime pas trop seulement prolonger le délai. Par contre, ce qu'elle veut faire, parce qu'on n'a pas reçu beaucoup de commentaires, elle voulait attendre jusqu'à il y a quelqu'un qui nous demande pour lui donner une prolongation du délai, sans que nous on donne des prolongations tout de suite. On attend pour des réactions, et s'il y a des gens qui réagissent et qui veulent une prolongation du délai, on va les donner, mais pas les proposer nous-mêmes. Parce que comme ça, parce que Jerry, elle n'aime pas trop les prolongations, parce qu'elle pense que comme ça, les gens, ils ont l'impression qu'on peut toujours être en retard. Est-ce que tu es d'accord avec ce point de vue?
Oui, sa proposition est pertinente, mais moi, je pense que on peut lancer un dernier appel aux gens de réagir en leur poussant, en leur donnant une semaine pour vraiment être sûr que les gens vont réagir. Il faut leur rappeler et leur poser, parce que je suis sûr que les gens n'ont pas lu. Ça fait beaucoup de lectures sur le travail.
D'accord. Alors, tu veux dire...
Une semaine en faisant un rappel.
D'accord. Un dernier appel pour les 30 mars, et après, si des gens ils réagissent, on peut prolonger. D'accord. Bien.
Voilà, voilà.
All right, Cheryl. Hava, she thinks that a lot of people haven't actually read the GNSO improvement document, and that what she suggests is to send out a reminder, a last reminder, telling everybody that the deadline is on the 31st of March, and then see if people react, and if they do react, then we can give them additional time to come up with the comments.
All right. Tell Howard she raises a convincing argument, and I will acquiesce.
do you want me to ask her to give you an argument?
No.
That's an argument. Okay.
I simply wanted to ensure that my tendency to be somewhat less generous was not too unreasonable. I would go so far.
Oh, she agrees. She agrees. It's just that she thinks it's an important document and we should give some more time to it.
Absolutely.
Make sure that the deadline is approaching.
And I know, as I told you, I know Danny Young is going to say he definitely thinks it should be extended, for what it's worth.
All right, that's fine. When's the next North American meeting? We probably find it another NARALO endorsed statement by then. Danny Younger's request to extend it.
yeah.
If we are going to extend it, I would not wish to extend it much more than another week. I think from, 1 week to 2 weeks is probably enough. So I would be looking at only extending it to, say, the 4th or 5th of April, if that's,
If that's okay with Hava?
Yes.
All right. Alors, Hava, Cheryl, elle a proposé de prolonger, s'il y a une prolongation, seulement prolonger jusqu'au 5 ou 6 avril. Alors seulement une semaine.
Oui, une semaine. Juste une semaine, mais en faisant un deuxième rappel pour que les gens insistent à ce que les gens apportent des contributions.
D'accord. Alors un dernier rappel et s'il y a des réactions, on va prolonger. Mm-hmm. D'accord, c'est bien. Mm-hmm. Okay. She agrees. She would have, would like to have a last call and then if there's a reaction, have it extended until the 5th or the 6th of April.
Okay, yeah, all right. I think we can all live with that. It's just we only have a total, only the public comment has only been extended to the 25th of April. And I'd rather, for once, get our advice in promptly and have this as well put into the public comment, as opposed to playing catch-up and using our trump card of being an advisory group and being able to put things in out of time anyway. Does that work in your world, Nick and Matthias? Is that something that's now going to complicate deadlines in something else that you're doing or not?
No.
Okay. That then brings us to the necessary discussion on the budget. Now, the budget subcommittee will be meeting on the 31st. They will be discussing the travel as part of that. But we do need to elicit some of the RALO feedback or desires, even if they're just thumbnail sketches of what they think. Nick, I gather from you that you suspect URALO will have been or will be preparing something. I'd be surprised if North America didn't come to the table with something as well. And I know APRALO has already prepared and if not forwarded, will be forwarding prior to that meeting. But I was hoping to raise with both Vanda and Howard tonight the need for AFRALO and LACRALO input. Perhaps we should note from this meeting that Vanda might need to less than subtly suggest to LACRALO, or would that be better to go to Carlton? I don't know. I'm asking that question. And I would also ask the same of Howard with AFRALO. Is she in a position to prompt that RALO at all, or should we be jumping up and down to somebody else?
Okay, I ask Hava.
Oui?
Hava, pour le comité budgétaire, est-ce
oui?
que tu as une idée si la région africaine a déjà des propositions pour ce meeting, ou est-ce qu'il faut demander à quelqu'un d'autre?
Je vais contacter Fatimata. Attends, le comité est composé de qui? Est-ce qu'il y a un représentant? À ma connaissance, il n'y avait pas quelqu'un de l'AFRALO. Est-ce qu'il y a un représentant de l'Afrique dans le comité du budget?
Ouais, je pense que c'est Fatimata. Fatimata, yeah. C'est Fatimata qui est dans le comité pour l'Afrique.
Ok, ok. Donc, je vais voir avec Fatimata. Les propositions, parce qu'elle m'en a pas parlé, et je vais voir avec Fatimata les propositions et on verra ensemble. Et je vais la contacter.
D'accord. Ok, she will talk to Fatimata, who's on the budget subcommittee, and she will talk about it, but she doesn't have any input at the moment.
That's fine. I wasn't asking for input, I was asking for push. Just give her my rationale for this question, and that is that I know that anything I bring on to the budget subcommittee on APRALO's behalf is based on all the budget meetings, the budget work. There's a lot behind it. What I don't know is if, for example, the Latin American, if Vanda would be bringing LACRALO's established and consensus view or bringing her own view. And I think that's important for that budget subcommittee to establish. And if we can perhaps have that as a discussion item early on in our first meeting, it's certainly the question I would like to raise, particularly to the representatives of the RALOs, where we don't have frequent meetings or accessible meeting reports and notes. Does that work for you, Nick, or have I just complicated things far too much?
I'm not quite sure I follow you, to be honest.
Okay. If, for example, I happen to represent Europe on the budget subcommittee, and I'm sitting at the budget subcommittee teleconference, and I'm saying there is a need for €8,000 to have a cake stall, what I would like to know as chair, and indeed as the AP Rallo rep, is that that request is not just that representative's view of a good use of €8,000, but it is in fact the view of the URALO board that has
right.
a cake stall is exactly how they want to do outreach. Do you understand what I'm talking about now? What delegated authority do the representatives that we have chosen have from their RALOs?
Okay. Yeah, I'm with you.
Okay. I don't care what the answer is. I just think we need to know.
I can, if you like, also, along the same line, once the meeting date is actually set, if you like, I will send yet another email about this is the budgeting time of year, the urgency with which we need to receive information that, you know, amongst other actions, the ALACS Budget Committee is meeting on this date and time. These people are the members, and they are on behalf of their regions. People in regions may wish to comment to them, to the staff, to both, to on the list, to all of the above.
All of the above. Is there a possibility of having a anonymized sort of email address like we have for general inquiries at ALAC or whatever it is, so that some, you know, individual person in an ALS somewhere that will be already holidaying in Hyderabad in December but would very much like to have the hotel expenses covered so they can go to the IGF and be an important part of presenting some enormously useful piece of work they may have done, in the unlikely event that any of that was true, you know, that they could simply make an application as well?
To apply for funding for something on an individual ALS basis, but something that's not budgeted?
That's right, yes. Can we ensure that there's I would call it a discretionary fund.
So we of course have the process for that now. And yes. Denise always said that wasn't specifically money in the at-large budget which could be used for a given proposal, that wouldn't be a barrier to the proposal being approved.
Okay. You don't see
the money, especially when we're talking about, you know, often we're talking about fairly small amounts of money in corporate terms, you know.
Yes.
One person traveling to one place is not,
that's,
you know, going to break the bank.
True, but for example, the parallel I'm thinking of, it works in the Australian local government area, where most councils will have a predictable and known amount of sort of little mini grant funds which you can, as an organisation or an individual, apply for. Now, they can be no greater than, in the case of the Shire I belong to, no greater than $2,000 or $5,000. And you can put those in on an ad hoc basis, and on a quarterly basis they are, you know, deemed appropriate and distributed or not, but it can't go over a capped amount. You don't think we need to make any suggestions that we get to be that specific? You think in the new paradigm that Doug's putting up now, we don't need to change the model from what Denise has already established? Is that the case?
Yeah, I think it's okay. I think it's okay. There is one, I would say, in relation to ad hoc funding requests. There was a request from Wendy some time back to do some fact-finding and she did actually put together an outline in the end, and that kind of just sort of sat and didn't go anywhere. And if you'd like, I can add that as one of the projects. Because as I recall, the ALEC were well disposed to what she was suggesting at the time.
Right.
I mean, I can certainly circulate that. I can dig it up and circulate around again and say, you know, is this one of the things you want?
Yeah, I think to have that as an example of a piece of ad hoc funding proposal at our meeting, for example, you know, as an example, and then both perhaps to be enshrined in your macro budgeting of your micro section, that would perhaps be very good. You mentioned earlier, Nick, when we have a date for a meeting. I thought we had the 31st at 1300.
That's the budget subcommittee. Maybe we do. It's just none of the other members of the budget committee have responded, so I don't know if any of them can make it then.
Okay. If it's not going to be then, that was the, I think, second last or last possible date, wasn't it?
Second to the last.
We've run out of options already.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I've got to call Fatima Martin and see if that really is the only date she can make, or if she just misunderstood and only picked one date when there were actually, she could have picked more than one.
Okay. All right. You might just need to push a little bit on getting everyone onto that then.
Yeah.
Is there anything else we could possibly do to make that budgeting issue easier? Is there any other preparatory documents and paperwork that we should perhaps have linked to a space that the budget subcommittee calls its own? I mean, the space exists. Is there some of the slides or anything that Doug had presented that would be on the Delhi repository that perhaps should be linked?
Excellent. What an excellent thought. How organized you are. How I wish we'd thought of it. But, of course, we will do all of those things. We will set up an agenda page, which we always do anyway, and we will link to the ops plan, the strategic plan, Doug's presentation on travel support, and all those things.
And indeed, our documents as well need to be attached. Like, so our response to travel needs to be attached. Just to have a one-stop shop, which I know is where you guys are heading us anyway for any given meeting, is enormously useful. But we already have an established subcommittee space on the wiki, and we would be ill-advised to suddenly not keep it populated, seeing as it is looked at by the public. That brings us to going backwards through the agenda, most of the other business. We already have the next meeting. It's the 23rd of April. Excuse me, I'll clear my throat again. Pardon me. But the 23rd of April is also the second suggestion of when our last meeting suggested we would meet with the Uralo board. Have the Uralo board responded to that? Have we asked them? How do we ask them? You know, do I write a begging letter to the chair? Can it go through you guys? I mean, you know, how do we make this magic happen?
We can certainly extend the invitation on your behalf. Wolf